Little town, it's a quiet village. Every day, like the one before. Little town, full of little people, waking up to say,
bonjour,
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 bonjour.
There goes the baker with his tray like always, the same old bread and rolls to sell. Every morning just the same, since the morning that we came to this poor provincial town.
Good morning, pal.
Morning, monsieur.
Where are you off to?
The bookshop. I just finished the most wonderful story about a beanstalk and an ogre and
that's
a...
That's nice. Marie! The baguettes! Hurry up!
Look, there she goes, the girl is strange, no question. Dazed and distracted, can't you tell?
Never part of any crowd.
Puts her head up on some cloud.
No denying she's a funny girl, that bell.
Favorite part because you'll see here's where she meets Prince Charming, but she won't discover that it's him till chapter 3.
Behind the fair facade, I'm afraid she's rather odd, very different from the rest of us.
She's nothing like the rest of us, yes, different from the rest of us is there.
Oh, you didn't miss a shot, Gaston. You're the greatest hunter in the whole world.
I know.
No beast alive stands a chance against you. Even no girl for that matter.
It's true, LeBou. And I've got my sight set on that one. She's the one. A lucky girl I'm going to marry.
But she's...
The most beautiful girl in town.
I know.
That makes her the best. And don't I deserve the best?
Well, of course. I mean, you...
Picture this. A rustic hunting lodge. My little wife. Massaging my feet while the little ones play on the floor with the dogs. Oh, we'll have 6 or 7.
Dogs?
No, Belle. Strapping boys like me. When you marry. So, Belle, what'll it be? Is it yes?
I just don't deserve you. Thanks for asking. Can you imagine? He asked me to marry him. Me, the wife of that boorish, brainless... Madame Gaston, can't you just see it? Madame Gaston, his little wife. No, sir, not me, I guarantee it. I want much more than this provincial life. Great white somewhere. I want it more than I can tell. And for once it might be grand to have someone understand. I want so much more than they've got planned.
Who does she think she is? No one says no to Gaston.
Someone help me!
Maurice?
Please, please, I need your help. He's got her locked in the dungeon.
Who?
Belle, we must go. Not a minute to lose.
Who's got Belle locked in a dungeon?
A beast! A horrible, monstrous beast!
Crazy old Maurice. He's always good for a laugh.
Oh, cheer up, child. It'll turn out all right in the end. You'll see.
You may find home here too.
She's our guest. We must make her feel welcome here. Right this way, mademoiselle.
Well, keep it down. If the master finds out about this, it will be our necks.
Of course, of course. But what is dinner without a little music?
Music?
Ma chère mademoiselle. It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest. Be our guest, put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, sherry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre, why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me, ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France, and a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We our guest, be our guest. Life is so unnerving for a servant who's not serving. He's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful. Suddenly those good old days are gone. 10 years we've been rusting, needing so much more than dusting. Needing exercise, a chance to use our skills. Most days we just lay around the castle. Flabby, fat, and lazy, you walked in and oops-a-daisy!
It's a guest, sakes, I'd rather not be blessed. Wine's been poured and thanked the Lord, I bet the napkin's freshly pressed. With this suit, she'll want in, and my dear, that's fine with me. While the cups do this, I'll shoo it, I'll be bubbling, I'll be brewing, I'll get warm, I've been hot. Heaven's sakes, is that a spot? Clean it up, we want the company impressed. We've got a lot to do, is it one up or two? For you, our guest.
She's our guest!
She's our guest!
But he was mean and he was coarse and unrefined. And now he's dear and so unsure. I wonder why I didn't see it there before.
But then she's never looked at me that way before.
The beast will make off with your children. He'll come after them in the night.
No.
We're not safe till his head is mounted on my wall. We'll rid the village of this beast. Who's with me?
Fire!
Fire! Fire! Light your torch, mount your horse.
Throw your courage to the sticking place.
We're counting on your smile to lead the way. Through a mist, through a wood, where with the haunted castle, something's lurking that you don't see every day. It's a beast, one as tall as a mountain. We won't rest till he's good and he sees.
Raise the flags in the top, make the cover, make the strong, and make the rest of every wrong. Let's kill the beast!
You came back.
If only I'd come sooner.
Maybe it's better this way.
No, don't talk like that. We're together now. Everything will be fine.
At least I got to see you one last time.
We are home. Stay.
Certain as the sun.